Morning, guys. I don't know if this post is going to get much attention or if it'll generate very many responses, but I often listen to other people's recordings and I think to myself how good they sound. I mean, some people use sound effects, other people's mics feel like they've got to be thousands of dollars, worth thousands of dollars, I should say, because it just sounds so crisp and clear and it really helps you get into it. And I never stop to think that perhaps all the weird things that happen to me while I'm trying to record happen to other people. So I'm curious if anybody's been recording and has been like right into it, really, really close to finishing, and had the most absurd thing happen to them that just absolutely ruined the whole thing. And I am super curious. I adore you guys, and I want to hear that everyone else is as big of a dork as I am. So I'm really hoping that I get some responses and that I don't just end up looking like a total tool for posting this. But to make it fair, of course, I'll tell one of my stories. And it's gross and it's embarrassing, so please don't look at me differently. Also, note, I talk really quickly. I get nervous, just chatting with you guys. So anyways, a few days ago, I was recording a rape audio. Those tend to get me probably the most turned on out of any of the audios that I do. So, I mean, it was a situation downstairs. I was using a toy. I was fucking myself. I was, I think, 10 or 11 minutes into the audio. And, I'm moaning and begging and kind of crying into the pillows while I'm fucking myself, and of course I'm feeling good. I am feeling phenomenal. And this, I'm sure girls will know what I'm talking about, but I mean, I don't really know if it's super obvious to guys when you're having sex with a girl, but when she comes, she obviously gets like super, super tight. With me, I don't know if this is normal. I'm really hoping so, but I like push, and it's like my lady bits are like pushing out. My understanding is that it's like a biological thing. It's the walls of your vagina contracting to milk all that cum out and get it, I mean sperm, and get it right up in there so you can have babies. But oh my God, I don't know why I'm giving this lesson in fucking biology. Anyways, so normally I wear panties while I fuck myself so that when I get really, really close, I can just kind of thrust the toy deep and let my panties like cover it so that it like stays in place while I continue to like work my clit and play with my nipples and whatever. So this is happening and I move my panties back over to cover the end of the toy so that I can come nice and hard on the toy without having to hold it. And I'm not really thinking, I'm not really aware of the fact that my cat is like 3 feet away from me. So again, I'm super close at this point. I'm like hips raising, my breaths are ragged. I just can't, like my legs are shaking. Nothing could stop me now, sort of thing. Except for the part where my panties, I guess, were not covering the toy. And so right as I was about to come, guys. And this is so embarrassing. So here we go. The toy just like flies out of me. And I mentioned that my cat was 3 feet away from me. Oh my goodness. He received the toy and he got pretty upset, jumped off my bed. And oh fuck. I feel embarrassed to admit this. I squirted. So basically, if anybody had looked into my room at that time, or if anybody from above was watching me, it would have looked as though I lifted my ass, half crab walked, shot a dildo out of my vagina, hit my cat, and then pissed all over the place. That's not what happened. I mean, not in those words, but that is absolutely what it looked like. I mean, I came and that was awesome. But I ended up with this giant puddle on my bed and a toy covered in cat hair. And I mean, a completely ruined audio. I don't want you guys to think differently of me, but the noises that I made when that happened, between the utter pleasure and complete enjoyment and the fucking embarrassment and fear of what just happened, I've only ever squirted a couple of times, and it was nothing like that. Like I said, the rape fantasies really turn me on. Yeah, I don't know. I assaulted my cat with a sex toy, and yeah, I don't know. It was just probably not my very best day. I did not post that audio. And yeah, so I went on to clean up and spend some serious time with my cat, petting him and consoling him and making sure that he didn't think of me any differently. And yeah, that's my very totally not embarrassing at all blooper, I suppose, from recording, at least recently, because I'm just, oh my goodness, I know how to embarrass myself quite frequently, at least I should say that. But yeah, I am curious now if anybody has other stories similar or just anything that they would like to share, because I'm really putting myself on the line here, guys, and I would like someone to follow up and help me out. I should also mention maybe that I don't usually like play with my cat at the foot of my bed, but guys, I was really worked up, okay, and I really wanted it. So don't judge me, please. Okay. Awesome. Please tell me why you guys are all lame like me.